The district superintendent's name is Reverend David Cosmiano, and I also spoke to his wife, Phoebe, and he was so pleased to hear that we in the Iowa Annual Conference, and particularly the Southeast District, have been in prayer for all of them. The district, Reverend Cosmiano, covers the district that have received the most destruction. That is the Eastern Visayas District. The first thing that he mentioned was that all his clergy are accounted for as having survived and they are safe, except for a woman clergy who is serving the Light and Love United Methodist Church. I just found out in the news from the UMNS that this clergy has a two-year-old child and a husband. Now, Pastor David is still trying to do some things that maybe so that they could trace where she and her family are right now. They don't have electricity and no internet, except one of the hospitals is working on a generator. They have, of course, together with other residents in those communities, in those towns and villages, our churches and our parsonages have also suffered damage. Right now where he is at, they still have water and food that they have, of course, in their location, but soon it's going really fast. What makes it hard is that the roads are still covered with debris, and the military are working to clean up those roads so that at least there is mobility, that maybe perhaps people could move to cities where there is still places for them to stay. But he told me that the region, the district where he is at, is 98% services are damaged. That means roads and buildings, homes, it's 98%. I have asked him if maybe we could send some money, which I would like to do, but he said, well, there are no really banks functioning right now. But he has mentioned that Omkor just got done talking to him after he spoke to me, and Omkor is headed there, but it won't be in where he is at, because Omkor will have to go where the worst spot with the most poor and the most people right now where they're needed.
You mentioned that you had a conversation with family, indicated that some additional supplies are coming in, or that a Marine ship had just docked?
Yeah, I spoke to my parents, and of course their news there is different from our news. They get more, and my mom and dad mentioned that the Marines just got there with some more supplies, and it's a ship that got docked in one of those places. There are some villages that are not in the news. Here in America, all we hear is Tacloban. But there are villages that are 99% wipe out. And they also heard in the news that the U.S. Aircraft that landed have food. So the food that is in their container are being distributed. My parents also said that Omkor in Cavite are packing donations and food, donated food and water. I don't know how they are going to bring it to those locations, but my dad said I'm sure that they are making negotiations with news agencies, because news agencies have helicopters, and the Philippine military also have those places. the sad part of it is there are desperate places, and my parents were saying that there were, in some of the interviews, they're even saying that if they won't get the food soon and the water soon, that people could go crazy and they might start eating each other. That was a horrible thing to say. But that was relayed to me by my parents. Now, the district superintendent mentioned that, you know, we have churches and we have schools, like kindergarten schools or mission centers. And he said that the one that is next to them is completely destroyed. And some of those buildings are just new. Now, he also covers the district that have suffered from the earthquake. And some of those bigger roads have been ruined by the earthquake. And then you put the Yolanda typhoon, made it even worse because now they're completely, some of them are covered with water.
At this point, then, what's needed most from people here in the Iowa Conference would be first prayers.
Prayers.
And then secondly, donations through UMCOR.
Donations through UMCOR, and then maybe in the near future, work teams to do work and help them build those ruined churches and homes. Of course, the priority of the rebuilding will be homes before you build a church. My mom and dad mentioned that they are mobilizing the U.S. Military unit where they are trained to clear and build shelters. And so that's the one that gives them hope. I know that there are a lot of people who would like to be there and who would like to do something now, but it would be a burden to mobilize teams that don't, because we don't have transportation. That's our problem. We cannot really, we don't have planes to be flying and landing in those places other than military. The military are a little bit more, they have more of their resource than actually us. But I know that there will be a lot of work someday in the near future. There are so much more that we don't hear, like the news of in evacuation centers where they sent people in the basement, and we didn't hear that, and they don't know if those people in those basements have already drowned. They probably did if there is no movement.